Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. Senator Bill Cassidy says a CDC panel acted irresponsibly in removing the universal recommendation for the hepatitis B vaccine at birth. Cassidy says because the vaccine had been recommended, insurance providers had covered it. But with the change in recommendation, that's now in limbo.
If a mother wants to give her child a safe, effective vaccine when the child is born, she should be able to do that. And changing recommendations will make it harder for that insurance coverage to be assured.
Global technology company SLB will expand its operations in Shreveport, resulting in hundreds of new jobs. Paige Carter, the chief development officer for the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, says SLB could have expanded anywhere, but it chose Northwest Louisiana.
They have chosen Shreveport because the region delivers. It delivers companies in a digital infrastructure and advanced manufacturing the needs and the abilities to grow, to exceed expectations, and to continue doubling down.
LRN.
Are you ready for a quick hit of cash? Then grab the new cash $50, $100, and $500 scratch-off with over $12.5 million in cash prizes. Stop at any lottery retailer and pick up cash $50, $100, and $500 today. Let the good times triple. Show your flair with Fleur de Threes from the lottery. Top prizes of whopping $133,333. Visit any lottery retailer and ask for Fleur de Threes today. Louisiana Lottery, giving you a reason to smile. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Why is sugarcane so popular in Louisiana? 19,000 jobs annually, $7 million in tax dollars for roads, schools, and first responders. It's a $4 billion industry. Sugarcane, number one in Louisiana. Learn more at lacane.org.
Tiger Rag Magazine subscribers are LSU fans in the know. Tiger Rag Magazine gives you exclusive stories, beautiful pictures, and behind-the-scenes insights. Subscribe today and be in the know at TigerRag.com.
LSU interim head coach Frank Wilson will coach the Tigers in the Texas Bowl, but his future with the team is uncertain afterwards.
Reporters asked Wilson on Tuesday morning if he will be part of Lane Kiffin's staff.
Let's play this game on the 27th, and we'll go into those details later.
Kiffin has already brought much of his offensive staff from Ole Miss to LSU, including running backs coach Kevin Smith, which was the role Wilson filled on the Tigers coaching staff prior to Brian Kelly's firing. Wilson was also asked if linebacker Whit Weeks will return for his senior season.
It's still open for discussion. I know he met with Coach Kiff about it as well, so it's an ongoing conversation.
I'm Andre Champagne.
Judges throughout the state could be seeing a little extra dough in their paychecks. A state government panel has recommended that the legislature increase judges' salaries by just over $25,000 a year for district judges, by more than $29,000 for appellate judges, and by more than $27,000 for Supreme Court judges. Follow us on Facebook. Search for Louisiana Radio Network.